Good morning. Today we are continuing with our question and our discussion of the minhag. Why do women not say Kiddush Levana? And today we will add two additional explanations. So the first is from Rav Yosef Chaim Zunenfeld, who says in his Tshuva Shalmas Chaim that the reason that women do not say Kiddush Levana is because Kiddush Levana has to be said outside. We don't say Kiddush Levana inside looking through a window. We go outside under the heavens and say Kiddush Levana. And when it comes to women, relevant is Kol Kfud Abas Melech Mintnima. The covet of a woman is to be in. That doesn't mean literally, especially nowadays, that they have to stay inside. Women indeed do go outside. But the concept here is that a woman should not do something in too public of a fashion. And accordingly, that would be included in Kiddush Levana, going out into the tzibur and saying Kiddush Levana. He says that would be inappropriate. So along a similar vein, the Chasam Sofer says when it comes to the mitzvah of Chanukah, the lighting of the Chanukiah, the lighting of the menorah, that a woman indeed would not light for herself, midin mahadrin. We have the different levels of the lightings. Nonetheless, a woman would not light because the same reason, kol kvoda bas melech pnima, in his language, shein kvoda latzeit lachutz, it's not the covet of a woman to going out and doing those items out in public. So for the same reason, now we have the Shalmas Chaim saying a woman, kol kvoda bas melech pnima, doesn't say kiddush levana, and the Chasam Sofer saying that a woman also does not light near Chanukah outside. So based on that background, the Tshuvas Divrei Shalom asks the following question. So why, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, do women go and say Tashlich? That is not the minhag in all places, but that is what the Divrei Shalom records as their minhag, that they go out and say Tashlich. So if we're saying Kol Kvud Amas Melech Pnima, why is that the case? He doesn't bring this distinction, but it just came to mind. Not so sure it's relevant, but when it comes to Chanukah, that's a mitzvah that is done towards the evening, and Kiddush Levana is done at night. Tashlich is done in the day. Maybe that's better when it's more light out and there's less of a thought of impropriety. But that's not what he says. I just made that up as I was speaking. So his question was, so on Rosh Hashanah, why do the women go and say Tashlich if Kol Kvud Amas Melech Pnima? And he brings the name of the Tal Talpios as follows, that answers that in Rosh Hashanah it's different because we have the fear of the Yom HaDin upon us, so they will not come to do pritzus. They will not be involved in promiscuity, not just the women, men with the women, women with the men. So accordingly, because it's a less risky time, because it's Rosh Hashanah, that indeed the minhag was that women, at least according to the Divrei Shalom, would go and say Tashlich. But the Orach HaShulchan, I just mentioned the Orach HaShulchan on the Tashlich point. He's not talking about Kiddush Levana. But Tashlich, the Orach HaShulchan says, interestingly, V'yaziru shlo yelchu nashim, you should be careful that women do not go to Tashlich. Uvimakoma shaholchos mutav sha'anashim lo yelchu klal, when in places where the women do go to the Tashlich, the men should not go. They shouldn't go at all. I think apparently, or maybe clearly, his concern is pritzus, promiscuity, mixing of the genders. And then he says, and in any case, people say that you shouldn't say Tashlich for a reason that they know. Mipnei tam hayadua lahem, they know the reason, v'nachon hu, and it's appropriate. So in any case, we see that same concern of the Orach HaShulchan is that what the Divrei Shalom was not concerned about. The Divrei Shalom is saying that we don't have a concern when it comes to Rosh Hashanah promiscuity. The Orach HaShulchan is saying he disagrees that indeed we do have that concern. But in any case, when it comes to the Kiddush Levana, we see there that the Shalmas Chaim, that's Rav Yosef Chaim Zunenfeld, was of the view that a woman would not say Kiddush Levana for the reason of Kol Kvud Abas Melech Pnima. The next reason, and the second reason for the day, final reason for the day, that will bring why the minhag is that women indeed do not say Kiddush Levana is brought by the Yeshuas Yaakov, who says, Ikor Birka Salavana al Inyan Haskala Vilimu Tor Shabal Peh. The Ikor Bracha of Kiddush Levana on the moon is because of Haskalah, because of the intellect and the learning of Torah Shabbal Keh. And indeed, as is known, he says, women are not shaychos b'Torah Shabbal Keh. They are not obligated in learning Torah Shabbal Keh. And accordingly, they also do not have the obligation or the opportunity to say Kiddush Levana because it's simply not appropriate, not relevant to them. If it's for Torah Shabbat Keh, and they don't have that concept, they're not obligated in it, accordingly, they also would not say Kiddush Levana. Have a wonderful day.